Welcome back, everybody. You guys, Ula and I have been through some really, really crazy stuff over the last couple weeks. And believe it or not, the two of us got to experience some hurricane activity. And yet we do not live in the same town. We live in two different countries. So Ula, what happened on your end?
Well, I live in New Orleans, and we got hit by Hurricane Ida a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Holy shit. And what happened?
Well, everybody, not everybody, most people in New Orleans evacuated, and thank goodness we didn't flood. It was projected, of course, by the media to be the next Hurricane Katrina and flood the city, and everybody's going to be dead. That was basically that was a short version of the news, what I heard. But unfortunately, we lost power. Like, the entire city of New Orleans was without power over a week.
Wow. Oh, my God. So Hurricane Ida in your direction in New Orleans. And here in Mexico, in the Cabo San Lucas area, we got hit with Hurricane Olaf. And this was Category 2, my first hurricane. And I ended up with a little swimming pool inside of my house. So I did have flooding. And sweetie, this morning when we were getting ready for today, I actually thought, what are the chances that two dear friends experience hurricanes within the same like time frame? And here you are with me doing this podcast that's all about how to flip our concept of death upside down and really learn how to live a fabulous life now. And so today we're going to dive into how easy it can be to over-identify with our circumstances. And in this regard, both of us have been through hurricanes, so we're going to keep that as a focal point. But to show you that you are not your circumstances, you are not what happens to you, you are so much more than that. And we're going to dive into some beautiful experiences that came out of both of us being through this hurricane activity so that you can learn that you are not hurricanes. You are not your external circumstance. So take it away, Ula.
All right. Well, I have to add to what you said about two dear friends, two different countries, going through this experience of a hurricane or hurricanes. And when I got home, when we finally had power in my house, I got home, I get a text from you. Oh, guess what? There's a hurricane coming. Okay. All right. Of course there is. Like, as soon as I get home, you've been pumping me up as much as possible because my phone and internet connection totally sucked when I was evacuated. So as soon as I get home, you're done pumping me up with positivity. And I'm like, all right, here we go. It's my turn.
I want to experience what Ula experienced. Give me hurricane. Give me hurricane. It totally was. And you, sweetie, I mean, you've been preparing me about hurricanes since I moved here and telling me how, you know, like they're going to come and you're going to experience it. And let's talk about our energies around it, because for those of you that have been listening to the podcast since the beginning, you know that so much of what we always go back to is about our energetic state and how everything is energy. So the energy you put out into the world is the energy that you receive back. And through our conversations about the hurricanes and what that involves and how would I know that a hurricane is coming and how much time do I have to like get my furniture outside, inside. And through all of it, I've had a very playful, excited, curious stance towards hurricanes. I actually was looking forward to a hurricane. And I know that's coming from a very naive place, because I'm sure anybody that's been through a hurricane before where they've had devastation, they're thinking like, fuck off, Gladys. Like, who the hell looks forward to destruction? But Ula, tell us about your energetic experience through the hurricane and how that influenced the level of destruction that you experienced.
Right. And the first thing people usually do when they hear that there's a hurricane, they run for their TV so that they can see it on news. What are they saying? What is going to happen? And as somebody who is not from this country, for those who don't know yet, I am originally from Finland. I've been here for over 20 years. So I am more American now than, you know, I probably ever was a Finnish person. But still, I look at things pretty differently than your average American. And to me, American news are extremely sensationalized.
Totally.
It doesn't matter what it is. It yep. can be a weather forecast. It can be, you know, a shooting down the street, anything. It will be sensationalized because they make money by having viewers who will watch the commercials, who will buy the product that the commercials are, you know, for. So American news are extremely sensationalized. And this also means that the weather forecast and the forecast for these hurricanes are also sensationalized because that will keep the people glued to the TV. Mm-hmm. And I don't watch the news at all, mm-hmm. ever. I just like, I like to keep up with the current news and what happens worldwide. And I get my news from Finland, and I actually get more accurate American news from my Finnish newspaper than I get them from American news. Mm-hmm. Make whatever you want from that.
Totally. Well, I think there's a little caveat too, is that when you sensationalize anything, you are focusing on an extreme, mm-hmm. right? And the extreme that the media in the United States focuses on is pure fear. And when you're in a fear state, you cannot look at the world around you clearly because it is tainted with fear. And those of you that are thinking, yeah, but Gladys, how else are you supposed to feel about a hurricane? This is the point, right? Like that we're going to get to is it's all about the energy that we're putting out there. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to insert that in, but keep going.
Yes. So anyway, I don't watch the news. I have a few apps that I use in my profession. People in my profession use, so, and they're extremely accurate. So I knew what was coming. And this time I knew, okay, there's going to be a hurricane. I knew in good time, I knew it was going to be a real deal and I need to get out of the town. Not because I thought that there's going to be major destruction, but because I know how the city operates. I know that there's going to be flooding. The streets are going to be flooded. My car just flooded from a regular rain a couple of months ago. I'm like, no, I choose not to. So, but I also chose the energy that my house is perfectly fine. Nothing, absolutely nothing is going to happen to my house. Mm-hmm. My family and I, we're all okay. We're going to be safe. And this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to your house?
I had a twig in my flower bed. A twig. It's not even a branch.
Right. And so how would you, well, actually don't, you've already shared it with me, honey, but I would love for you to share it here. How do you make sense of that? Yeah.
I make sense of that we put out the energy that we want to bring in. We focus on the energy we want to bring into our quote unquote reality.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, I already told you this, but I want to share it here again, that the funny thing is that every single one of my neighbors have some sort of damage. They have missing shingles. They have fallen trees. Nothing major, but they have damages.
Yeah.
I don't. I had a twig in my flower bed because that is what I put out. Mm-hmm. And you can call me crazy, you can call me unrealistic or whatever, but that was the energy I put out. I don't want any damage to my house.
Yeah.
There will be no damage to my house. And that is exactly what I knew. Not just like you can't just hope and wish for this and internally be super scared and freaking out. You have to know, you have to find that inner knowing and peace where you just simply know, and this is it. This is how it's going to go.
So this is what we're going to dive into today, because this is something so powerful And at the same time, we are not accustomed to thinking this way. We are, I mean, it's like as we're talking, I hear all the skepticism and the doubt that's surrounding mm-hmm. what we're saying, because it does sound like crazy making. It sounds like we're delusional. It sounds like we think that we're like fairy magical beings, which we mm-hmm. are. But for everybody else that are mired in the conditioning, right, of society, the tendency is to, it's actually reverse of how magic really works. We look to our external circumstances to inform our inner world. Okay. We look outside of ourselves to determine how we should feel, how we should think, how we believe, how we act. We use it to reinforce if we're doing the quote unquote right thing or wrong thing. And this is 100% opposite of what Ula is talking about. You had this deep knowing that your house would be fine. So we can think that, we can hope for that, but that's the nuance. Hoping and trying to think something that is not true to how you genuinely feel inside, that discrepancy will lead you to an outcome that will then make you say, see, Ula and Gladys, you were wrong. See, mm-hmm. it didn't work. And that's evidence that you are looking for external evidence to believe a different inner reality. So let's focus on how we start to make this shift, because this is not simple, even though it is super simple. It's nuanced, okay? And over the past couple of seasons of our podcast, we've given you so many tools on how you start to develop this new way of existence. Number one, you're gonna die. Bottom line, okay? Mm-hmm. So what Ula and I have said over and again, you're going to die, get over it. Now, how do you live in the way that you most want? In order to discern how you navigate this life that you have, you got to accept that you're going to die. And yes, you have choice in how you die. But right now, you're probably not clear that you actually choose how you die. You're thinking, if a hurricane's fucking coming my way, it can destroy my house, it can kill people, and I'm now in a threatened environment, and so I have to, quote unquote, protect myself. The minute you go into that state, your nervous system is freaked out, right? And when your nervous system is freaked out, your mind's going to be freaked out. You put on that filter of my world's unsafe. I'm unsafe. I have to shelter myself. I have to protect myself. And I got to depend on external resources to tell me when I'm safe, which many of you look to the news, to media to do that. That is where you stay in this state of fear. So Ula, sweetie, how do we start to make that shift over to, and let's use, you know, we can keep the hurricane as a metaphor, because a hurricane really is, hurricane brings destruction and cleansing and purging. That's what it is, right? So think about any area of your life where there has been upheaval, where there has been purging opportunities, or where you know you need some clearing out, but you're still caught in the forces of this hurricane energy. How do we start to move through that differently so that we can end up like you, Ula, with a home that just has a little twig in the front flower bed?
Well, the very first thing that I always recommend is, and I'm going to throw this back to you, is because it is your exercise, your meditation, which you didn't call a meditation for the longest time.
Hypocrite!
You just didn't feel like calling it.
I don't want to call it a meditation, even though it is.
So what do you call it?
The reset remedy.
And it's not a meditation. It feels like one, but it's not. So your reset remedy is the very first step. And there's a link in the show notes. Go and download it if you haven't already, because it will be very, very beneficial on many occasions, not just during hurricanes.
Yeah. And it's funny, honey, because I actually was using the reset remedy during the hurricane here. So the hurricane here was a very fast developing one. We actually that morning thought there was going to be a tropical storm. Then it got upgraded to category one. All of a sudden, it's a category two. And you should see my videos, because I started recording all of it. And I've never experienced it before. So I'm watching the rains like coming in sideways and the wind blowing. And now that I've gone through the hurricane and I saw with my own eyes, hurricane energy, I'm like, oh, everything that I was recording and being like, Mama Earth is so powerful. Mama Earth is so amazing. I'm in awe. I'm experiencing a hurricane. This is incredible. Blah, blah, blah. I'm super calm. I'm this and that. Then you get to like the evening when the power is out and all my furniture is moving across the patio and my plants are being knocked down and the fence is being knocked down. I'm like, oh, fuck. Holy shit. But what I did was a reset remedy. Every single hour when I was out there just observing, like glued to my windows, I was practicing the reset remedy. And when things got more intense and I'm like, ooh, I'm starting to feel a little bit of fear, I actually started singing. And my singing really was around the same thing, the reset remedy, because we got to get our nervous systems to feel safe mm-hmm. before we can do anything else.
Yes. And that really is the first step. You have to feel safe before mm-hmm. you move on to any other kind of exercise or any other thought process, because that's what you want to change. You want to change how you feel and how you're thinking.
Now, I hear a voice coming from the audience. Yeah, but Ula, how do you feel safe when there's a fucking hurricane category 4 around you?
It takes practice. And yes, it was Hurricane Ida was category 4. So, and guess what? I felt safe. I felt completely safe. And it takes practice. It's probably not going to happen during your first hurricane. Luckily, it did happen for Gladys. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you felt safe during
gold
your
stars,
first
hurricane. Gold stars.
Gold stars. There you go. Yeah. And that's what we're going to do next. After you've got your nervous system slowed down, you're going to start giving yourself gold stars, catching yourself with those little annoying thoughts that keep popping up and making you feel like you are not safe. And because you're not safe, your surroundings are not safe. And then you just start looking for evidence in your surroundings that I really am not safe.
Totally. Totally. And you guys, this happens so unconsciously. You know, when by the time we lost power here, I lit all my candles. I have a shitload of candles. So for me, it's actually a lovely, relaxing space to be in, even though there's like tumultuous stuff going on outside. But again, I was coming from a place of fascination. I felt like a little girl at an amusement park for the very first time. But when I found out that my place was flooding, because I was completely unaware of it, that's when I made the choice. And I think this is how finessed it can be. Water's coming in. I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to get the water out, right? So I got all the towels. I got my mop. I was trying to clean it up, but it was a bit of a river coming in. So it was already in my kitchen. It was in my living room. It was in my dining room. And I realized I did not have the equipment. And also, this is really important because we're going to talk about emotions next and the role of emotions in this. I didn't have the desire to fucking like work my ass off to try to keep the water out because I knew it was pointless. The eye of the storm was just there and my place was already flooded. And you had told me, Ula, there was a second half to this hurricane. I'm like, damn it, I'm tired already. I need to go to sleep. Like, how long is the eye going to last? And then how long is the second half going to last, right? So at that point, I made the choice to actually go to bed because by accepting my circumstances, and this is huge, you guys, we hate accepting shit that is out of our control. And that is part of how you keep yourself in resistance and mired in staying dependent on external circumstances changing for you to feel different internally. So by me choosing to accept that my place was flooded and there was nothing I could do in the moment, I went to bed to preserve my energy. I went to bed to feel calmer. I went to bed knowing that no matter what happens, if a door rips off, it'll rip off. I can't tell the hurricane to not let that happen. So in accepting, I was able to also go, and this is part of the good goodbye ritual. I could go to a place of understanding where I was at and where I wanted to be. I wanted to be grounded through this experience. And in that, I could then have gratitude that I was safe, I was secure, I was protected, I was loved. That's the reset remedy, you guys, because I was already practicing that and it's such an ingrained part of me to go lie down. And even though I didn't sleep because it was the second half came and it was really fucking loud, I was able to relinquish any of that resistance And then the next day it's like, all right, I've got flooding. Now how am I going to address this, right? But I was doing it from a renewed state instead of a depleted state.
Yes, and I think it's important to realize that these exercises that we talk about, you should be practicing these daily.
Yeah.
Not just during a hurricane, because if you don't do this daily and practice this daily, it's not going to do anything. When you're in the middle of a hurricane and you're freaking out because that's not the right time.
Right.
practicing mindfulness and meditation and Reset Remedy, because you're already there, like you're so fucking far from the calm space that bringing you back, it's going to take you more. If somebody needs to knock you out. I'm not recommending anybody knocking out. At that point, it's better if you're just knocked out. Cold.
Yeah, that's when you get drunk or you smoke pot, right? I mean, that's why people go to substances.
Yes, yeah, just to be like completely out of the emotions that are way too far from comfortable. And for me, the space, like I evacuated to a family country house, and there was quite a few of us. And because there were so many different energies there, it would have been very easy for me to get to the point where I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. Just believe me, until as long as we had power, there were people glued to the TV. The TV's blasting really loud, all these horrendous things that are going to happen. And like you said, hurricanes are extremely unpredictable. And yes, the hurricane took a turn at very last minute, and we actually got a direct hit where we had evacuated. New Orleans Wow. didn't get quite as direct as we did. So the devastation there was a lot more than what it had been at home. But still, I could have easily gone to the place of, oh my God, it's horrible. Everybody's going to die. And there's, you know, nobody's going to survive this. It's end of the world, period. But I made a very conscious decision to start laughing, Aww. Telling jokes. And laughing. And luckily I had my kids who are on the very much same energetic space as I am, probably because they live with me. So they're used to my goofy self, and they're used to that, the fact that I don't stress out. I don't get freaked out. And you know, it is what it is. We can't do anything about a hurricane making a turn and it's going to come directly to us. So we just started making jokes and laughing. And we just, and then, you know, when we lost power, we're like, okay, we're going to go to bed. And I slept right through it.
I love it.
A lot of them. So I know I'm like, whatever. If the tree falls on me and I'll be dead, I'm good because I've already been there.
It'll be your second death to put on the record book. But honey, that's the point. You have died already. You know what's on the other side. And you guys, if for anybody that's new, you got to go back to season one, because this is where we start talking about what death is like. What is it like on the other side? It is magical. It is beautiful. It is expansive. It's celebratory. So if that is death, and we're in a current life situation that we are facing the possibility of death, what the fuck are you so scared about? Mm-hmm. Because that transition is a beautiful one. So if you can embrace death through a new lens, have a new understanding of death, not as something terrible and horrible and to be avoided, because again, we're all going to die. It's the one thing we're guaranteed in life. If you can see death as simply a transition of you not being in a physical body, and you are feeling more expansive and more alive and more love and more of everything that's beautiful, then what do you have to fear in life? And again, for many of us, this is going to be something that rubs us the wrong way. We're going to have all these yeah buts, or you know, giving us the finger around it. That's cool. We're not here to change your mind. We're not here to convince you of something different, because just like with the hurricane energy, we're not going to fight this, right? That's your stance. That's where you're at. Honor it. For those of you that are resonating with this, we want you to amplify the power that you do have, the choice that you have in these moments, and really understand that you do not have to identify with what's happening around you ever. And that is how you actually have the most control in your life, is when you realize that all the quote unquote work is inside you. And when you ground within that space, that is where you can then choose how you're going to move through environments that externally might seem crunchy, how you're going to deepen your resilience in these moments so that even as things are flying in the air around you, you are not flying with it all. And this is a space where Ula was able to not only do that for yourself, right, and for your family, but it extended to your home, right? That's where, for me, with the flooding, the next day, people came in and took care of it. And I got to watch. I had assistance. I didn't have to take care of it. I told myself the day before, I'm not fucking cleaning this up.
Yeah, no.
And I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. So this is where we create magic, you guys. This is how you actually create the life of your dreams.
Yeah. And I like Abraham Hicks uses your gas gauge as an example. And I really like that example on when it comes to your external situation and things that are going around you, because you can look at them and have that really strong emotional response to them, and then just fuck up your day and your week and your month. Or you can use it like a your gas gauge and be like, oh, this is just information. It's showing me that, oh, it's this, I'm nearing empty in my own energetic space because this stuff is happening here. It means that I am focusing on something negative. It's just information. And you can be like, okay, you know what? I don't want to focus on this. I want to find something better to feel.
Yeah, I love that. I love the gas gauge. And you guys, also, I want to give you guys a preview that we are starting to create some focused activities and opportunities to guide you through how you do this. I know, you know, having been an educator for the last 15, almost 20 years, I know that the one question everybody has after they hear a lecture, a teaching, something inspirational is, yeah, but how do I do this for myself? Right. And so Ula and I are going to be talking you through how you start to implement our what we've been sharing, our teachings in this, in the podcast, so that you can actually experience what we're talking about. And remember that this is a journey. This is not just do it once, you know, while you're watching Netflix and everything will change in your life. This really is for those of you that are already on the path that Ula and I are on. You've resonated with what we're talking about, and you really want to sharpen your abilities to create the magic in your life that allows you to feel all that expansiveness that's available when you die. Experience it now so that you can live your dream life and then move to Mexico to drive on golf carts, play in the ocean, create more magic all around you.
That's it. That's what every person wants. Yeah. Or not. If you don't want that, you can do something else.
You're alone. I'm still exploring this somewhere else potentially, but we'll see about that. This is where I'm implementing everything that we're talking about right now in real time. So.
But doesn't it feel so much lighter to implement these things in your life? Because I know you have a lot of things going on right now that you are truly implementing what we've been talking about. And doesn't it just make everything so much lighter?
Honey, amazingly, amazingly lighter, because that anxiety, it's usually anxiety or panic, you know, whatever that spectrum is, a dread, that used to be so huge that my brain could only focus on more of that dread. And this time around, guess what I did yesterday?
What did you do?
I had an art day. So, and it was amazing, honey. I spent the whole day with a beautiful friend who's an artist, who's actually a veteran animator. He's one of the co-producers for Family Guy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And went to art school, all that kind of stuff. But we had a total fun play date to create art together. And we were by the beach. I mean, I got burned. We were out there for like almost 6 hours. It was a lovely day. Did I think about my circumstances that are changing, you know, and not having answers yet or clarity? Not at all. And I knew today, yeah, honey, I knew today because my mom's told me, and you might have, oh, you were the one actually, honey, that told me this. My mom has, well, and there she is outside. By the way, I realize that my mom is coming through as a big fucking black butterfly that keeps on circling. Yeah, and that black butterfly has like almost smacked me in the face a couple times because that's what I told her I needed. So she's flitting around right now. But my mom had said that the way for me to move to this next space, actually, and now I'm realizing what I'm saying, this is even more powerful, is to play, it's to dance, it's to rest, it's to create. Mm-hmm. And that's metaphorically moving to this next space that I want to be in, where everything we're talking about, energetically realizing my own power, emotionally being grounded, vibrationally being connected to higher self. And it's literally moving to my next space. So thank you, mommy, for the reminder.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. And it's a really, really good reminder that you can control circumstances around you. What you can control is how you react to them. You can control how you feel about them. And you can control your inner connection to your inner self, mm-hmm. that your being that we are all connected to, and the one that has all the answers. So stop looking for the answers in the hurricane because they're not there.
Oh my God, I love that. That's the best piece of advice ever. Stop looking for the answers in the hurricane because they're not there. Oh my God. And you know what too, honey, is that it's a tiny little tweak. Don't react, respond, right? You don't have to react to anything because when you're in reaction space, you're actually putting all your power on the external. That's when you identify with the hurricane and you're like, I am the hurricane and I can't get out of it. But when you respond, you're not the hurricane. And that's where you are connecting inside and really creating the experience that you want to have.
Yep. And I think I told you this, it was something you said about, I think it was about your current situation that it has to be this way.
Yes.
And I said, well, you can say that it has to be this way, or you can say, just make a very, very small shift and say it gets to be this way.
And 1,000,000%.
Right. And how different is the energy about something that it has to be this way or it gets to be this way?
I love it. By the way, I don't know if I told you, but we are going to be doing a meditation on exactly that, on how it gets to be. And it's going to be really fucking powerful. I already feel it. Like I already know it's like the Neville Goddard meditation that I sent you. Remember? I've been doing this. So you guys, just so you know, a couple like quick little tools to help you. As I move through this transition, this experience that I'm having, things that I've added to my repertoire, which really means like the Capricorn Gladys that can be really stubborn and resistant, she's letting go. So I finally listened to Ula and I listened to my dear friend Kirk Nugent, who both have the same practice. In the morning when you guys wake up, you meditate. And then the second thing you do is you write in your gratitude journal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I got on the meditation train. Okay, I did that. I'm doing it. But the gratitude journal, I'm like, oh, I'll just think about it while I'm making my tea. Ugh, lazy. Okay, I got the fucking gratitude journal out. And so I'm writing in my gratitude journal every morning. And that really does set a different tone for the day. The third thing that I've been doing is at nighttime when I'm going to bed, I'm listening to, and I actually put this in the show notes, it's a meditation by Neville Goddard that really helps you embody. It's not visualize, it's not feel, it's embody your desire as if it's already here. And this is what I've been practicing. And so Ula, that little switch that you made for me, you get to experience it. it was so fucking powerful, and I'm carrying it with me every day. And we're going to be sharing the meditation that Ula and I create around it so you guys can experience this powerful, powerful shift in your energy as well.
Yay! I can't wait. And we're gonna have new music for it too. So I'm very excited about it.
I know! Music by our super cool friend.
Yes. Oh, right. Do you have any last thoughts on this topic, or are we done with the hurricane being not the answer?
There are no good answers in the hurricane.
Hurricane is not the answer. No.
No, I feel complete. How about you?
I feel very complete. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And we are going to talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.